In 1970, a blues man who'd been upstaged by his own backup singer finally got the big break he needed. The Allman Brothers Band formed. Now, he was not an Allman Brother, nor was he invited to be in the band. But he sung the hell out of his big opportunity, and the resulting record ended up a common thread that would unite the Wu-Tang Clan, Liam and Noel Gallagher, Roxette, the Beastie Boys, Dr. John, and MF Doom. This is a 372 sample mini, and it's the story of Johnny Jenkins' I Walk on Gilded Splinters. In 2002, when I visited New Orleans on spring break, I popped into this touristy little voodoo gift shop in the French Quarter and bought a Nutria foot necklace. Nutrias are pretty much huge swamp rats, and for the rest of the trip, I wore one of their gnarled black feet around my neck. This thing's claws seemed like they would be able to hex your enemies, but it's much more likely that the actual voodoo power they possessed was just repelling chicks. This may be hard to imagine, but Dr. John's 1968 debut album, Grigri, sounds like that withered voodoo foot. And despite that description, it's not super radio-friendly. But if you've heard any song from it, it's probably the album closer, I Walk on Gilded Splinters, which was featured prominently in the season 4 finale of The Wire. A few months after Grigri came out, Dwayne Allman took to the studio to record his first solo album. Backing up his sick slide guitar playing were future Allman Brothers bassist Barry Oakley and their two drummers, J-Mo and Butch Trucks. At some point during this session, Dwayne made a curious decision to abandon the recordings and go off and become one of the most successful rock bands of all time. Yeah, no, we already heard this one. Stop, cut it. Enter Johnny Jenkins. Jenkins had led his own band for a while, which just so happened to feature a young backup singer named Otis Redding. To imagine this scenario, put yourself in the position of Reginald Vell Johnson, who thought he'd landed a starring role as Carl Winslow on Family Matters, only to find himself getting upstaged by Urkel. This is a flawless, well-thought-out analogy. And if we want to push it to its breaking point, I can mention that Jenkins' left-handed guitar playing influenced Jimi Hendrix, who in this situation would have to be Stefan Urkel. As I said, flawless, well thought out. After Urkel died in a tragic plane crash, Jenkins' manager started to focus on Johnny again, and the first thing he did was to rescue those Dwayne Allman sessions and get Johnny to record vocals on top of them. The album, Ton Ton Makoot, consists of 10 songs, from blues standards to Bob Dylan covers. But kicking it off is Jenkins' cover of Dr. John's I Walk on Gilded Splinters, and it is a force of nature. After a 45-second drum break, Allman's slide guitar kicks in earnest, followed by a chorus of backup singers, followed by Jenkins belting out Dr. John's heretofore whispered lyrics. It blows your hair back 3 times in 10 seconds. It's the sound of that Nutria foot that you thought you'd left for dead back in the bayou appearing in your doorway late at night. But let's go back to that drum break. Unbeknownst to anyone in the studio, the drums would go on to become one of the most famous and most sampled drum breaks in pop music. Every time my dad would hear Beck's Loser, he would remark that the iconic slide guitar riff was just a ripoff of Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers. Now, I don't think it's exact, but Beck did use the shuffling drum break from Gilded Splinters and launched his entire career off of it. So if you've heard the drums, it's probably there. But Beck wasn't the first person to sample the drums. The Beastie Boys used them on a remix of Pass the Mic just a year before. And over 3 years before that, the Geto Boys laid down pretty much the entirety of Steve Miller's The Joker over the Gilded Splinter's drum break. Unfortunately, the song provides no further insights as to what a pompatoose might be. There are many other hip-hop acts that sampled Gilded Splinters in the late 80s and early 90s. MC Ren. Blackalicious.
We're going to learn to hear words with vowel A.
And many more that I won't pretend to have heard of. Even a pre-fame Kid Rock got in on the act, and I'm only sharing this one because I heard this rhyme, so now you have to too. Back in the motherfucking saddle, my six shooter strapped and I'm looking for battle. Out on the plains, I'm a loner. The saddle horn rubs right and yo, it's giving me a boner. So you'd think that a decade after Beck made this sample so famous with Loser, producing a genre-defining smash hit, you'd have to be a pretty big hack to go and resample it. Especially if you're the type of band who might share a sizable amount of your audience with Beck. But that didn't stop Oasis, a band who actually had a capable drummer. Of course, there's no dibs on samples, but if a post-fame rock set used the sample the year before you want to, maybe it's best to find another sample. Or, you know, just let your drummer play.
Liam ain't going to be with us tonight because he's got sore throat.
Speaking of curious decisions, the Wu-Tang Clan sampled Gilded Splinters in 2007, but not the drum break. PM Dawn evidently had other songs, including Comatose, which sampled the slide guitar. And the late, great MF Doom is one of the most recent rappers to sample Gilded Splinters on his 2014 collaboration with Bishop Nehru.
There are those who survive epidemics. There are those who thrive in hard times. In other words, we want you to step back far enough. You know how when you're in your airplane...
Jenkins was inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame in 2000 and passed away in 2006. And even though his most famous contribution to pop music was an instrument he didn't play on an album he wasn't even supposed to be on, it's given him the sort of immortality you'd usually only get from a wish on an ill-gotten nutria foot. But just don't use the sample if you already have a drummer. Thanks for listening. Sources for this include Wikipedia, obviously, allmusic.com, Robert Christgau's Record Guide, and most importantly, whosampled.com, which is just an amazing rabbit hole to go down if you're interested at all in hip-hop or pop music history. Thanks again for listening and for supporting the podcast. This was just a fun little wild hair I got. Wanted to do it for you, and hope you enjoyed it. Let me know if you did. If you didn't, I don't know. Go listen to Oasis. Peace.